same white liberals who used to praise you for your patient, nonviolent approach have now become openly impatient and violent themselves in defense of their own job. Not only in the South, but also in the North, right here in New York City. While they were busting heads out in Brooklyn, they were busting heads out in Long Island, they were busting heads up in the Bronx. White teenagers came out in sheets, Ku Klux Klan, not in Georgia, but right up there in, not down south, but down in the Bronx. White teenagers came out there burning crosses to let you know that this white man here is no different from that white man down there. White Nazis, not in Germany, right here in New York City, up there burning crosses. Had a carload of guns ready to come at you like they came at the Jews over in Germany. And when they caught those Nazis, they found that one of them was a Jew. And that Jew went around here talking about Nazis, and some of them are nothing but Nazis themselves. You didn't hear them blow that up in the newspaper, did you? No, they tried to quiet it down. Why, when you find Jews who are Nazis, you really found something. That I think you can find a whole lot of them who are not. Always running around here trying to make you get sympathetic for them. The Jew is a master at that. Make you shed crocodile tears over what happened to him in Germany. You tell him what happened to you right here. You haven't got no time to cry no tears for no Jews. Cry tears for yourself. Let him solve his problem and you solve your problem. Why, they only killed 6 million Jews. Only 6 million Jews were killed by Hitler. Uncle Sam killed 100 million black people, bringing them here. Yeah, 100 million. 100 million. Don't let no Jew get up in your face and make you cry for him. Ask him what happened with his forefathers when our forefathers were being brought over here as slaves. 100 million. Black people were taken from Africa. And when the Civil War was over, there weren't 6 million black people in America. There weren't 20 million black people in the Western Hemisphere. What happened to 80 million? Where did they go? Where did they disappear? Why, that dog dropped them in the water and worked them to death. He murdered them. He butchered them. He mutilated them. I mean 80 million of your and my forefathers. And you think that God is going to forgive him for that? No. You might be dumb enough to forgive him for it, but God won't forgive him for it. That's why God is after him. 80 million black people dead, murdered, and these Jews got the audacity to run around here and want you to cry for them. Let them go cry for themselves. Tell them if they're interested in your problem that you have some of these stores instead of opening stores up all in your neighborhood and robbing your deaf, dumb, and blind. Yes, the Jews do that. And some of them blue-eyed Jews are going to walk away from here and say that I'm saying something anti-Semitic, anti-hell. When I was in Africa, I saw Africans making their own furniture. I mean modern furniture, up-to-date furniture, sharp furniture. They over there making their own. You over here begging Goldberg for his. A dollar down and a dollar when I catch you. And Goldberg always catches you. If Goldberg can't catch you, Goldstein will catch you. And if Goldstein don't catch you, Greenberg will catch you. A dollar down and a dollar later, and later is always now. It is Jews right here in Harlem who run these whiskey stores that get you drunk. It is Jews that run these old run-down stores that sell you bad food. It is Jews who control the economy of Harlem. And use it for themselves and for the benefit of Israel. And got zeal enough to walk around here joining some NAACP or CORE and to pull their coats. Before you start pulling some heads. That's not anti-Semitic, that's just plain intelligence. You know, I was on a program here in New York on Channel 13, in which I made a statement concerning how the Jews control about 80% of the economy in most Negro communities across the country. And the Jews organized themselves and wouldn't let that thing come back on Channel 13. It was two interviews. One was done by Baldwin and one was done by me. The one I did two. One was short and one was a 30-minute duration. And at the end of it, you remember Morgenthau jumped up and said that he's not responsible for anything I said. Well, I can understand why he said that, because during that same week, these same old so-called liberal Jews who claim they believe in free speech and all that old kind of stuff, they got together and prevented the showing of that interview again, simply because I had made the statement on that the Jews are the ones who are robbing us and exploiting us up here in Harlem and across the country. Jews believe in censorship more than anybody else. Yeah, all you got to do is start talking about Jews, and you'll find all the papers will close up on you. They can't take it. They can't take any criticism. They're the most sensitive white people on this earth. They don't like you to talk about them, but they want to talk about everybody else. They want to tell you what Hitler and Eichmann did to them, but don't want us to tell you what Uncle Sam has done to us. And Hitler didn't kill as many of them as Uncle Sam has killed those of us. And if they were justified in snatching Eichmann and taking him back over there and gassing him, then God is justified grabbing Uncle Sam and putting the gas to him. Right. See, they set themselves up as judge and high lord executioner. Well, we're not doing that. We're leaving the judgment and the justice up to God.